Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live Ashburn, Virginia. Commanders training camp, been a lot of fun, and it's about to get more fun. Our friend Mr. Fred Smoot joins the program now. Fred, how are you, dude?
I'm doing great, fellas. Man, how about you? Me and B. Mitch been here since like 7 this morning, so we've been putting that work in.
I love to see it, man. I wanna start with you. These young DBs have been impressive.
Yeah, they have.
We know what Mikey is, and I feel like Trey Amos, the rookie, came in, just hit the ground running.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. He looks like he belongs. He understands. He's fearless. Like, this is one thing about a young corner. You want them to be fearless. You want them to say, I'm open for the challenge. I accept your challenge. And I'm going to make some plays while I'm taking your challenge on. And they threw at him 3 or 4 times a day, and they had as many catches as a dead man. He's letting them know, right now that I'm going to stand up and I'm going to play. And when you got him playing like that, and you got Marshawn Lattimore healthy, like, I urge the fan base to back down on the Marshawn Lattimore hate. The guy came midseason. He came already injured. He wanted to get in there because we was on such a run, forced himself back in there. DB is a position, it's a flawed position. It's very much like James Wood going into the batter's box. Mm-hmm. If you can go 3 for 10 or 4 for 10, you all-star. Like, it's a position full of flaws, and I think we got the right guys back there. Tyler Owens is who I want everybody to keep their eyes on this year.
All right, but that was last year as well.
Yeah.
And has he taken a step for you in this year?
I'm seeing the process slow down for him. I'm seeing, like, this is when you know it's slowing down for a guy mentally. They're never out of position, and they're never struggling to get where they're trying to go. It's a smooth transition with him. I think it's starting to slow down. And B. Mitch, you've seen players like this. You know when you got a guy on your team and you're like, man, I hope they don't ever let this guy play. Because if he do, he going to take somebody's job.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, and I think that's what he's setting himself up to do, especially when it comes to that's a deep group back there now. Yes, when you add Will Harrison, you add Quan Martin, and you add all these guys to this position, you're gonna have to actually cut somebody that's very talented. You're gonna cut somebody that's gonna be on somebody else's team.
Isn't that a good problem to have?
That's a good thing. That's what good teams do. You know, we're not used to that around here. You know, we've been paying the loser tax for so long. So that means you'll get a player and you'll overpay them just to get them to come here. And now people are taking pay cuts to come here. That's a whole different thing, different train of thought.
Dude, I'm with you on Owens, and I do think it's interesting because Jeremy Chinn played so much last year. I mean, he was playing 100% of snaps, except for that one game where
he got hurt.
Outside of that, he was 100% of snaps.
Yeah.
And I like Harris, but I don't know that he's 100% a snap guy. So there is going to be work available I think next to Quan.
That ain't how things work. If you they need you out there 100% and you healthy, you're going to be out there 100% of the time.
Do you think Harris is that guy then?
I think he's that guy. Let me tell you what Harris is. Harris is put me in the game, and I can play anywhere. He can play nickel. He can play free safety. He can play strong safety. If you force him to play corner, he can play some corner also. He's just one of those versatile guys, and he plays with intensity.
Sure.
Like I always tell people, go watch his New Orleans Saints film. Yeah. He jumps off the screen. All right, he jumps off the screen. We got one with him. He a heat-seeking missile. He's going to be where he needs to be.
Dude, the hits he made on the sideline, like, yeah. I mean, he talk about dislodging the ball.
Yes.
I mean, he's no joke for sure.
No. Like,
people don't like doing that no more.
They don't like doing it. And I call them players that do that divorce lawyers. They are here to separate y'all. Like, I'm here to separate you from the ball. And that's what Tyler Owens is. He's a very violent tackler, and that's what you want. I want a divorce lawyer when it comes to that.
Hey, they're going up to New England. What do you want to see? For me, I'm looking at the big guys.
Yeah.
I want to see how they perform because I believe that it goes hand in hand.
It
does. Big guys help the small guys. Small guys help the big guys. What are you looking for against?
Yeah, bringing that up. You know, the rush helps us coverage. We help the rush get to the quarterback. All right, so it's a hand-in-hand thing, and I'm with you. I want to see the rotation of this defensive line because I think they built this defensive line to win on first down, and so we can earn the right to pass rush on third down.
Yeah,
and I think that's what it is. We went got bigger. We went got Kinlaw. We went got Wise. We got guys that we got legitimately a 7-man, 8-man rotation up there, and sometimes you won't know who the starter is. They're probably going to play all the same plays, so everything starts with them. I'm sorry. Philadelphia, the Super Bowl winning champion, they are the blueprint. They won in the trenches last year, and now we built our team to win in the trenches. So I want to see that offensive line, who I think got a chance to be dominant. I know you had the best offensive line Washington has ever had with your team, like the Hawks. But I think these Wild Boars, when they mature, I think they got a chance to get there. Because let's look realistically at this offensive line starting from left to right. Left, you start with Laremy Tunsil, already all pro. Ain't nothing needs to be said.
He's matured.
Ben Coleman, played tackle last year. That guarantees he's going to be he's going to be twice as good at guard. He has a chance to be a Pro Bowl guard. Beatis is a Pro Bowl center already.
He's a badass.
Sam Cosmi, when healthy, is a Pro Bowl's right guard. And then you're talking about a first round in Conley? Like, you have a chance to fortify the front and have a true moving company. I'm talking about five guys in a truck. Like, that's what you want. That's what these guys have the ability to do. They have that ability, especially if they come together. Because, you know, being an offensive line is kind of like a bar band. Everybody got to have the same steps and be on the same page. Everybody has to be in sync. JP, you understand?
I get it. I feel like that's the first time the offensive line's ever been compared to a boy band.
No, it's not. Because when you talk to coaches, they always say, I need them to all be on the same page.
You're telling me OG Bobby Johnson's talking about NSYNC?
OG's telling them, I need the new edition of y'all. Like, that's what he's telling them. He's telling them certain things.
They can't be the Temptations. They got to be new edition.
But they can be the new kids on the block. Like, so it's things for them to do, and that's what you want.
You come up with all this stuff, dog.
Man. I was part of the Four Tops.
We got our friend Fred Smoot joining us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Fred at fsmoot27 on Instagram, right?
Yes.
I just tagged you.
Yeah.
You can follow – Fred's got a ton of content via the Commanders YouTube page, doing a lot of fun stuff, the Get Loud podcast with Jenks.
Oh, they were loud, too. Yeah. Oh, boy.
We have fun. That's the one podcast that we got in-house that's more relaxed. It's not as – you know, Sears, let's report the –
Logan not breaking down X's and O's.
You know,
Get
Logan, Logan will get in there and start talking about, you know, the sarcophagus wasn't thick enough. Like, you know, Logan gets scientific with it. You
he
know?
Does.
And then here's the thing about it. Logan does all our taste testing when we do all the cooking stuff. And don't you know Logan can't taste? So, you know, he broke, like, his nose like so many times that his taste buds don't work anymore. But they still let him judge taste tests. So, you know.
What did he say? Everything tastes the same?
Everything tastes the same. Like, everything tastes the same.
Dude, I try to take a moment all the time, I guess,
yeah,
to point out how lucky we are to watch Jaden Daniels practice.
Ah.
Just to see the work ethic, the way he is with his teammates, and then just the actual skill on the field. It's remarkable, dude.
First of all, these guys don't grow on trees. Right. All right, we know from this fan base of the year after year after year. Come on, my first quarterback here was Jeff George. Wow. We ended that year with Tony Banks, and then we did
touchdown
this,
Tony.
Yes, we did this trend over and over. So think about it. It's 8 billion people on this planet. We haven't had 32 great quarterbacks in the league at one time ever.
Nope.
All right, so that ain't even a 1% of the population. Like, it's so hard to get one of these guys. And when you get one of these guys like J.D., and he's not only a force multiplier, but a good person.
Yeah.
You're talking about, man, God just shining on us right now. And that's why I tell people all the time, feel free to talk that trash. We still got people in the fan base that's kind of scared to say we successful. We are. Once you have one of these guys, you got a chance year in and year out to play anybody, to beat anybody, long as five is on their field.
They better be thankful, because a lot of times you don't count your blessings and be thankful for it, you won't get no more.
No, you won't get no more. you won't. Yeah. And that's the thing about it, because we watch our counterparts, the Cowboys, go through these things.
Yeah.
Right? They're not blessed, because they're not blessed from the head down.
Right.
See, I was always told this, if you catch a catfish, first thing you got to do is cut the head off, because if you don't, it'll stank the whole fish up.
Good advice.
Yeah,
I mean, we knew what it was and what it is now. It's very, very good.
You said it hadn't been 32 great quarterbacks in the league at one time ever.
Yeah.
Could that be a part of the way that they pick quarterbacks?
Mm.
Because we know they go to college, they want to come from the school where all the quarterbacks came from.
Yeah.
And these guys get pushed up, even though if they're not good.
Yeah.
But the guy that comes out there, he's a misnomer. He's a guy that you don't expect to be that good, but he's damn good.
Yeah.
He don't even get drafted.
They go to your Hasselbacks of the world. That's what happens. But then you have your tools that go to Alabama, and I got a first-round offensive line. I got 2-3 first-round wide receivers, and first-round running back. Yeah. And I always tell these people, I don't know how good their quarterback is. Like, because he's been insulated so much with all this. I would always rather have a quarterback that goes play – not. I don't want him to have a star-studded team. I want him to carry the team. Mm-hmm. I want him to carry it. Like even though that LSU team that Joe Burrow played on, we could see that Joe Burrow was this good.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
But then you turn and you see a Matt Jones at Alabama, and he comes out and shows you who he is.
Right
what
now.
About the prince that was promised, Trevor Lawrence?
Right. Right?
He played at Clemson with 9 first-rounders.
Right.
And his first time going through ups and downs is in the league. I don't want any athlete's first time to be going through ups and downs to problem solve to be in the league. I want it to be in college and high school.
I think if they could test the mental capacity of a quarterback, you'll find a great one. Because a lot of these guys, when everything's going good, they're good.
They're good.
When something goes bad, they can't get over the hump.
Yeah.
Well, think about – you mentioned – obviously, Burrow at LSU, that team was great.
Yeah.
But the other, kind of the elite tier of quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Lamar, Mahomes.
Did not have.
You're not talking Bama or USC.
None of that.
Wyoming, yeah. Louisville.
Yes.
Texas Tech. You're right. It's a different scenario.
Yeah, because they become better problem solvers. They understand the ups and downs, the trial and tribulation. Right now, we dodged two bullets. All right, we dodged the Ben Johnson bullet, and we dodged the Caleb Williams bullet. Because this is the one thing about Caleb right now. Caleb has never not had success.
Right.
He had success at Gonzaga. He had success at Oklahoma. He had success everywhere he gone. So his first time troubleshooting is going to be in the league. And guess what? From what we hear out of camp, it's been up and down.
Yeah.
And the one thing I never want my quarterback is emotional. I don't want him to wear his emotion on his sleeve.
Robot.
I want him to be Jaden Daniels. Things going bad, smiling. Things going great, smiling. Like, I have no ups and downs. I'm going to be right there in the middle. Yeah. And Caleb Williams, a quarterback that didn't have first-rounders around him all the time, now he's having to fix some problems, not looking good doing it.
They need the great golfer aspect. You watch some of those golfers playing, and they hit a bad shot. You're like, damn, he looked just like he did when he hit a good shot.
Right.
Don't care.
I mean,
Scotty Scheffler right now.
Right.
Yeah.
They need that.
Yeah, you got to have it. Like, my boy James Wood in a slump, but James Wood just not emotional.
No.
He's just a brick wall. James, you okay? No. I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm good. There's nothing you can get from this
kid. Yeah.
Totally. I mean, Jaden, I always call him as a football terminator.
Yeah.
Like, he's programmed to succeed at football, and nothing will stop that. Like, that's his focus.
I think Jaden has ways about himself that you can't even read.
That's what I'm telling you.
Like, traveling, and we'll talk to his mom about it. She'll give you little tidbits about him sometimes. Mm-hmm. Jaden gets under people's skin, and you never, ever, when you watch him
with the little things,
you don't think he's even saying anything wrong.
Yeah.
But you notice everybody is coming after him, and he's laughing.
And he understands.
So, when you lose your mind, and you look at a guy, and that dude giggling,
yeah,
that pisses you off even more. Like, I'm upset.
Especially as a defensive player. Especially as a defensive player. And then he's just out here laughing and he enjoying himself. Boy, we over here struggling, trying to stop you on third down. Because nothing breaks a defense down for us to do the right thing. Be in the right coverage, cover everybody, and here come a quarterback on third and 10, and he get 11 yards. Right? That's demeaning to us. Now we had to take a deep breath, and now I got to play three more plays, four more plays, regardless. It will rip you apart.
And then you start thinking about, damn, if it's third down again, this fool might run.
He don't do it again.
So now you slip and look at him, and then he throw it over
the
top.
It gets you. So it's going to be this damned if you don't, damned if right. you do with this kid, and it's going to be for a long time. This is how it's going to be. So get used to it.
Couple of rookies I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah, Dollar Bill. Listen, when you got a nickname like Bill, they tell me you got an old soul one. You tougher than bricks. All right, and guess what? He got some humility in there. This guy, what I said about troubleshooting, this guy could not play his senior year.
Still went out there in practice.
Still went out there in practice. Then he got one game. They said, you know what, son? Since you couldn't play your senior year, we're going to let you play in this All-Star game.
And he won it.
And he went in there and got MVP. I'm about that. That's what I want on my team. I want players that have showed time after time. You knock me down, I'm going to get right back up and punch you in the eye. Like, I don't care about you beating me up. I'm going to punch you in the eye.
Yeah, he's shown it. What do you think about Jalen Lane?
Every time I look up Jalen Lane making the play.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And this, we talked about, we going back to the problem solving thing. His quarterback at Virginia Tech. I know his parents might be listening to this, but your son ain't no quarterback. What I'm saying is, if you can survive with a bad quarterback as a wide receiver, and that's why I didn't choose to play wide receiver. I said, I'm going to play corner. I'm going to control my own destiny. Because if I play wide receiver, this dude controls my destiny some way.
Right.
I don't want that. This guy, you never seen him get mad at Virginia Tech. You never seen him say anything bad about his quarterback. He just say, we'll get him
it's
next
so
time.
So low-key, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So now you got grade A quarterbacking. What could he be? Like, he's fast, he's strong, he can get yak, and he's a guy that can get vertical on you. This guy can do a lot. Now, the thing is, how fast did the playbook shrink in his head, and how fast do the game slow down for him? But the guy got talent.
Yeah, for sure. What if anything, are you really focused on Friday night, that first preseason game?
First preseason game, I just want to see everybody get their pants dirty. This is what I do know. We're going to go up there and practice against them. So I ain't even looking for the first team to play. The first team's going to get out of
here. I told him, I said, we're going to learn more from the practice than we run the game.
For the game. Yeah. The first team going to play against each other at practice. All right, they will not play against each other in the game. So the game is going to be for the second screen guy, third screen guy, fourth screen guy. But they finna get their real work at practice. You got to realize, when we get those practices, our offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator opened up way more to playbook at those practices than they do in the preseason game. Because not only can we run it, can we get reps at it, we still hiding it. All right, so nobody knows. Now, this other team that we practice against, they know what we're doing, but we don't even play them during the year.
Yeah, right. I don't care about them.
We're going to get more from these practices than we can ever get from a preseason game. So I want to see them get their pants dirty, their clothes dirty, and I actually just want to see them walk off their field healthy.
Well, when you're practicing against them, those people are trying to figure stuff out themselves. Yes. They don't get a chance to focus. The guys, if you do it in the preseason game, you got people watching
it. Yes.
And they dissecting stuff before they ever get to you. You don't want that to happen.
And guess what? I'm not putting my playbook out there.
Right.
As a defensive coordinator, our defensive coordinator always tell us, it's preseason. We're going to run cover one, cover two, cover three, cover four. That's it.
Right.
Like, we're not finna help you out situational. Like, it's just a mano-a-mano out there. So, I want to see the young guys go out there and make some plays, because for some of these guys, all they need is to make one play.
Sure.
And now they feel like they belong.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty telling how much we see Bill and Jalen in preseason games.
I think we're going to see them the whole time.
If we don't see a lot, tells you that they're focused on the regular season.
Nah, they're going to see a lot.
If they go out there and they make some plays, you may not see not more of them the rest of the preseason.
Well, I think when it comes to Bill, because he's a running back, and running back, either you can run the ball or you can't.
Yeah.
It ain't really nothing to it to where he got to get acclimated.
Right.
Now, Lane has to get acclimated to – where does JD5 drop the ball at on this route?
Sure.
Where's my, like, when they check this play, where do I go? Like, so he still got some stuff that they're going to say you need to play. But Bill, not so much. Now, when we start to see a guy like Trey Amos not playing as much, that'll tell you something.
Yep.
And one of my favorite rookies out of this whole group is Cade Medrano. Listen.
Yeah.
This kid can flat out run. The big question
former with receiver, baby.
Yeah, former receiver. So you know he's gonna be sticky in coverage. He's gonna be that guy. The question with him is, Can he get physical at the point of attack? And this is what the preseason for, to see what them pass on. Is he going to leave out of that game?
Will he be a DeForest Lawyer?
Yeah. Is he going to have any silver paint on his helmet? Like, are you going to swap that paint?
Yeah, I think I'm just so excited that we're getting closer and closer and closer.
Yeah. Now, football is here, JP.
Yeah, man.
Johnny P, football is here. And guess what? We ain't felt this good going into the season. Even though we felt good going into last year, it's not this year. Like, and this year, we are.
We expect stuff.
Yes, the expectation is up, and we are the hunting. Like, people hunt us now. It's different.
Yeah.
Like, we walked in last year, and it was this if. Nah, it ain't no if. It's like we got to stop number five. We got to get this team out of here. We got to try to put these guys away. They're not playing around anymore. And that's how people view us right now in the NFL. Right now, we are the it kids.
Totally.
Right? We are the it kids
right
now.
You see it in the schedule. You see it in everything.
No, guess what? That's a winner schedule.
Right.
Like I told you, we don't play loser's tax no more. But that's a winner schedule. Mm-hmm. Get used to this schedule the rest of the time in here.
Right.
Like Pat Mahomes has seen this schedule every year since he's been in the league.
And carved it up.
And guess what? Lamar ain't back down from that schedule. Josh Allen ain't back down from that schedule. Neither will Jedi Fire, the Force Multiplier. He won't back down from this.
We're going to open these phone lines, 800-636-1067. I'm going to ask Fred Smoot the question. So what are your expectations for this season?
See, there we go. Now, you want me to jinx the team.
No, I don't.
And I'm not. My expectation for this team is to get back in the playoffs. I don't care how the regular season goes.
Same thing I said.
Get back in the playoffs, and let's finish what we started. All right? This is what I do know. We went to Detroit. We ripped every gold record off the wall in Motown, stomped in their house, and went to the Ford company and beat it, kicked in every car. All right? We showed that we ain't scared of y'all. All right? That one bully, Philadelphia, right up there 95, that's who we ready to play. That's the measuring stick right there. So get back in the playoffs and win some more playoff games. That's what I want us to do.
Dude, win more.
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, I say you win one more. Are you in the Super Bowl, B-Mitch?
800-636-1067. Taking your calls, what do you expect from this Commanders team? Fred, thank you for the time, brother.
Man, anytime, man. Y'all
appreciate
know y'all got
it. It's great. I got one question for you, Fred.
All right, well, how you going to say goodbye, JP?
Why do melons have weddings?
Why does a million?
Bad dad weddings? Joke, bro. Bad dad
I understand. I know where JP comes from. He sits at home and he does this. Why? Tell me.
They can't elope.
Really? This is what you're going to do to me, JP.
Thank you, Fred.
Did you hear those crickets? Even the crickets was like, what is JP doing? Like, what are you doing, man?
Thank you, buddy.
Hit a tap, fella.
That's our guy, Fred Smoot. Phone lines are over. Rest of the show. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Live out in Ashburn, Virginia. We'll be on the move soon, B. Flying to Providence. You're flying to Boston, right?
I don't know where. Oh, I got to go. I'm looking to see.
I am flying to Providence. That airport is easy.
Where you staying?
The Residence Inn in Foxborough. Very, very exotic. I think you have a much nicer hotel than me. But whatever. I'm looking forward to it. Wednesday's practice should be really, really awesome just for, like, getting a real sense of what this team is.
Yeah.
And perhaps what they're not. I cannot wait for that. Tomorrow we're in studio. I'm sure Lanfield cannot wait for that.
Lanfield act like he don't like us anymore.
Yeah, Lanfield, what's that about?
I don't like him neither.
Yeah, Lanfield, what the hell? I did want to I believe Dan Quinn has kind of talked about the players that have stood out to him during training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I did want to play that DQ audio. Landini, if we're ready to rock, give that a play, sir.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hoping to hear from Dan Quinn talking about the players that stand out for camp. We've mentioned a lot of them.
Yeah. Listen, if you mention it and the coach is mentioning it, then those players need to, they don't need to listen to that and say, "Oh, nah, I'm cool." No, no. Keep making it happen.
Right.
You know, once it gets called, make them call it again.
Agreed. Well, it's also like this isn't built to peak on August 4th.
No.
Peak on February 4th.
Yeah, next year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not right now, dude. This is Dan Quinn talking about the Commanders players that have impressed him most so far.
Who of the new guys, especially the young guys, has stood out to you so far through the first week?
Yeah, on defense, there's a lot, some new faces, you know, outside, inside. But I've liked what I've seen, you know, from the down linemen. You know, I've seen it from Kinlaw. I've seen it from Wise. Really, you know, square and strong and tough. I liked what I've seen from Will Harris. He's got versatility. Came in the league as a corner. We've got him at safety. He can guard over a slot, which, like, that's another thing. You don't see a lot of safeties. Can they get down and guard the slot? And Will can do that. So that's some things that we got a lot of comp at running back. So I'm excited to see what those guys do. You guys both know this. There's a couple of positions that, like, you need pads. You need games. Like, running back's one. Like, did he break that tackle?
Yeah.
O-line, D-line, like, did that go down? At your spot, at DB, at corner, you can evaluate without pads. But running back, and, like, is his tracks right? You catch it good. But, like, did he make somebody miss? Did he break somebody off? Those are the things that, like, in a preseason game, I'm excited to see that, man.
You and me both, DQ. You and me both.
Yeah.
It's funny because what I'll be looking for in the practices versus the game is very different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, in the practice, I'm looking how guys are coming together. In the one-on-one deals, I want to see how they really fight. I mean, it's just man-to-man. It's not like you having to go out and do anything about scheme. You just battle against somebody else. In the game, I want to see who's retained the information and know how to go out there and put it in action. Because there's going to be a lot of young guys playing. So it changes from watching a veteran guy to a young guy. And if that young guy makes me think he's playing like a veteran, in the next game, I expect another step.
Totally. And you'd like to think they just kind of keep this thing going. I just retweeted something that was pretty cool. I mean, you could tell. Let's be real. The NFL knows what they're doing. But the NFL is going really big into flag football.
Yep.
And specifically women's, girls flag football. The Commanders just tweeted out, "To show our dedication to the sanctioning of girls flag football across the DMV, the Commanders have announced a commitment to 127 girls flag programs in the DMV over the next 2 years. The support will include funding, equipment, and additional programming, with the team contributing more than $1 million to grow the game in our region."
It's good.
That's cool.
I did a lot of different things with him this year where we were going to a different of the, a lot of camps. And then I forgot the name of the group that has a league going. I've been over there. They partnered with them. So we've been there speaking to the girls, talking to them, and girls and guys, talking to them both about, you know, our, you know, my journey or whatever. I played flag football back in the day, you know.
So, did you?
Yeah.
I never played flag. You know, we played touch back then.
But playing with my friends, we turned the touch into touch push, and it got very physical.
Yo, two-hand touch just became tackle within five plays.
If you watch some of the flag football players, how they can move their bodies and stuff, because like you're not supposed to be able to hit somebody hand and all, the way they can turn their bodies running, if they can do it, like guys that play soccer are normally good. So if you can play flag football at a high level, and then you can still, you don't mind being hit every once in a while, you can probably play football very well too.
Dude, so I'm looking at this information the team just put out. So they're going to you know, support 127 teams across the DMV, all right, mm-hmm. B? So it's 25 D.C. public schools. I believe, and Corey, maybe we did a story on this on 4. I believe flag football in high schools is now like a varsity sport for women.
They can get scholarships too.
Women's flag football is a varsity sport in a lot of high schools. I believe that to be the case. So 127 teams, including 25 from D.C. public schools and charter schools, 51 programs across Virginia from Fairfax, Prince William, Richmond, Arlington, Fauquier, and Henrico counties. And additionally, the Commanders will continue to work in collaboration with the Baltimore Ravens on sanctioning efforts in Maryland, supporting 51 teams in Prince George's and Montgomery counties. Mm. They
do the right thing.
They are aware of the purple invasion from the north
into some
old hardcore burgundy and gold areas. I think that's smart.
They do it the right way, dog.
Yeah, man, for sure. Flag football is fun to watch, too, dude. I think the league sees multiple things, right, where it's good business. You're supporting these kids. They're playing a cool sport. But, like, you also just get that many more people that much more locked into football and that much more interested in football.
Totally. And you know what? You bring more eyes. In the long run, you bring more eyes to it, and those people become fans, and you keep your whole little deal going.
Totally.
Yep.
So this morning I posted a picture of Deebo Samuel catching a pass. I said, Deebo's finger looks just fine. I just got this reply from Rich. Mm-hmm. Said, I thought I saw him at Golden Corral last night in Ashburn. Cat-like reflexes. He is fine. I don't know if that's a joke.
It's a semi-joke.
Is there a Golden Corral in Ashburn?
I don't know. It's not one I would frequent. I probably don't be there. So
I don't know that I've ever.
I go to different restaurants.
I have been. When I lived in North Carolina, there was a big buffet place that we went to, but I don't remember if it was a Golden Corral or like a knockoff Golden Corral.
What was the name of it?
Silver Corral. I don't remember. But this was rural North Carolina in the late 80s. There wasn't a lot of like.
If it's Silver Corral, you're like.
All right. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shout out to Shelly. Shelly just tweeted me, I truly believe it's the guaranteed money holding this up. Can't expect him to play this season with no guaranteed money. I think you're right, Shelly. Terry McLaurin's going to need some cash. Guaranteed. Getting time to get this done, man. B, I mean, you know me. Last night being at the casino, people were asking, you know, like how much I gamble and stuff. I'm like, I love coming over here, but, you know, I'll play some blackjack, but I'm not, like, the biggest. When you're in that room with that crowd,
yeah,
like, we're not gamblers compared to what those people are.
Nah, and that last night was all about the charity.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't rank, like, people that...
Those people in that room were gamblers.
One, they can afford it, and two, they're betting six figures, maybe a month, but certainly annually. Like, I'm not
some
there.
Of them per hand.
Right. But for me,
just be real,
what I am about is sports betting. Like, I do love that. And I found myself last night when I was Ubering home, I was like, all right, you know, it's Sunday. I know there's no football on tonight. But last night I checked to see if there was Monday Night Football tonight just so I could watch it.
It was a lot of WNBA on yesterday.
The first preseason game. So we got preseason to watch, man. Thursday night. Colts Ravens on NFL Network. That's why you're starting to see some unofficial depth charts come out,
mm-hmm.
because you got to put one out before this game. Colts Ravens play Thursday night. Bengals Eagles Thursday night. Raiders Seahawks Thursday night. So you got a triple header to kick things off. Two of the games are on NFL Network for the real sickos that want to watch it. I don't know how to feel about this. Ravens are getting 4 at home in their preseason opener? Sounds kind of juicy.
They like to win the preseason game. You know that.
I know. They're +4 at home. Maybe they think Anthony Richardson's going to play or something. Friday night, there's obviously the Commanders-Patriots. Guess the spread in Commanders-Patriots.
2.
2.5.
Wow.
Patriots favored by 2.5.
I'm good at this game.
All the games Friday night, you got Lions-Falcons, Browns-Panthers, Commanders-Patriots. So there's 3 Friday night. Then you've got Saturday, 1 o'clock, Giants-Bills, Texans-Vikings at 4. That might be like a triple header Saturday. Wow. Jets-Packers Saturday night. NFL Network's got games all week, so no Monday Night Football. The first Monday Night Football then will be Commanders-Bengals on the 18th.
18th.
That should be pretty fun. Mm. I'm ready for football, man. I'm very ready for football. It doesn't help that watching the Nats at this point is just starting to be truly grueling.
It's hard.
That game yesterday, we didn't talk much about it. They got smoked.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't put it no other way.
I mean, the first inning, he got the leadoff hitter out, and then I think like 4 straight batters got on base.
Mm-hmm.
And – dude, even the foul balls and stuff, he was getting rocked. Yeah. Like, everything was being hit hard. I think it was Lord on the mound.
Mm.
Beautiful day, though. Baseball's one of those that, like,
it was outstanding.
The vibes could be more fun than the game.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was certainly the case. Landini, do we want to try to make some bets? We're all here all week, so let's do this. Thing you like?
Now you know I'm never ready here this time. You come through it to me.
I bet White Brian is ready.
Yankees.
He probably has Yankees. That's in
Lanfield?
Texas.
Yankees?
Yep.
Max Fried on the bump.
Who else? All
righty.
Lanfield, that pitcher you like is pitching for the Diamondbacks tonight. PFAD?
PFAD?
I don't. PFAADT.
Yeah, PFAD.
White Brian, what do you like?
Marlins. They can't lose.
The Marlins are red hot.
Who are they playing?
The Astros at home.
They just swept the Yankees.
Well, maybe the Yankees
stink. That mean they may lose.
Damn, I just pulled up the standings for the AL East. The Yankees are falling apart, huh?
You know what? I'm going to take PFAD.
Great.
Give me the Diamondback.
The Blue Jays are almost 20 games over 500. They're 3 games clear of the Red Sox, and the Yanks are 4.5 back in the AL East.
I want the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals. I'm going out there. I'm taking the underdogs.
Let's go. I'm looking through the standings here. The Nats are now 23 games under 500. The Marlins are 500. They're 8-2 in their last 10. The Marlins are surging. And the battle between the Phillies and the Mets down the stretch is going to be a lot of fun.
That's what Dog Mom said. They can't lose.
Shout out to Dog Mom. White Brian, how you been, dude?
Stressing about the Mets.
How do you feel?
Hey, Brian, just think about how much money they make. Don't stress.
White Brian is a stressed dude. White Brian, I hope you know that I root against the Mets pretty vociferously. So wanted to share that with you. And I don't like anything in Philadelphia, but I weirdly will root for the Phillies over the Mets. It's a weird place I've landed in.
Hmm.
I like
hate to me, Brian.
Oh, Kevin Long is the Phillies hitting coach who I think the Nats should hire to be their next manager. I like him. Hmm. I like Trey Turner. I like Schwarber. There are dudes I like involved with that Phillies operation.
Oh, so if it's green, you don't like it, but if it's red, you can deal with it.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Hey, I like
dude that wear a red shirt down the middle of South Central.
I still got to make a bet. I'm gonna take the Orioles plus 1.5. How about that?
How about that?
Big thanks to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to David Aldridge for joining us. Thank you to Fred Smoot for joining us. If you'd like to hear those interviews with DA or with Smoot, check them out wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or on the Odyssey app, obviously, but we're also on the iHeart app, the TuneIn app. Wherever you're getting the content, that's where we are. Fun day today. Travel day for us. We're in studio. Then I'm going to Dulles. You're going to National?
Dulles.
Okay, so we're both going to Dulles. Part of me wants to ride with you, so then Saturday I can ride with you. I don't know. Maybe I'll call you later.
I mean, if you're going to ask me, you might want to ask me instead of just telling me what
you're going to do. I'm thinking it through. I'm thinking it through.
Well, and how are you going to get back to your car?
I don't know. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today.
Grant, you going to Uber it?
Grant and Danny coming on next. Shout out to Air Ahmet for lunch. Good day. Grant and Danny next. You made it this far. Ahmet owes you a sub.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.